light those candles, and crank up the Yo-Yo Ma, because we're rising from the grave to bring you a tasty little bagel bite, and our spirits demand a certain level of ambiance in order to be summoned. In this scrumptious schmord, we're sharing our personal seance requirements and shouting out an incredible listener for mailing us a box of gifts that would feel threatening to anyone else but Grace. Then it's on to Speculation Station, where we welcome a new Tasmanian listener to the flock and take our best guesses at what it's like there. Also, we're doubling down on our controversial stance that sometimes feelings are good, embracing the reality of having crushed up beetles in our hair, revealing important cannibalism poll results, and just generally being two silly geese.
They said that we'd grow out of it. Well, the joke's on them, that's just our brains. We're eccentric, loud, and stubborn. And most of our clothing is covered in stains. It's not a deficit of attention. There's just too much to think about. So if executive dysfunction becomes a little too much, if you forgot why you came in this room, or you're hypersensitive to touch, then put on your seamless socks and come join our little flock. Bitches stimming together, we're weirds of a feather. Weirds of a feather.
Ah!
Caw-caw!
All right, let's just start recording and see where we go.
Let's see where we go.
Where will
we
go? No one knows where we'll go.
Didn't they make a book called that?
No one knows where we'll go.
Oh, the places you'll go. I'm thinking of Dr. Seuss.
You are. Close.
Close.
Very close.
Very close, but not quite.
Not quite. Okay.
Okay. Welcome.
Welcome.
Should we whisper the whole time?
Yeah, people really like that.
Really like the whispering. You know who really is going to love it?
Oh.
Christopher.
Oh,
especially when we talk louder and then he has to adjust for the volume.
And we just go up and down like this.
Up and then down.
Getting our money's worth out of this sound engineer. Make them work for it.
The minimum wage.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't do enough for us.
Yeah.
No, let's just use our regular voices to say welcome to Weirds of a Feather, an ADHD adjacent podcast. I'm your host, Grace Bouret.
And I'm your host, Kristen Stanhope.
Should we change that to an ADHD adjacent podcast at some point?
I think so.
I've been talking a lot about autism.
You have. You're on an autism bandwagon
I'm
right
out
now.
Out of control.
Yeah.
It's a new hyperfocus / special interest. Not new, but
in the last few years.
I've really, you know, it's really ramped up since I have discovered that I am autistic.
Yes.
It's like next level.
Just like your ADHD has really ramped up when you discovered you had ADHD.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing I have a podcast.
All right, someone's going to hear about it.
Someone's got to. Otherwise, it's Ian and he hates it. No, he doesn't
hate
it.
He does his best.
He just has a limit, yes.
Yeah.
He does his best and I appreciate it. But he can only do so much. He's only a man, you know?
We're going to get some angry emails being like, men can do anything. Which
I mean,
they can.
Can they? Can they sit and listen to me talk about autism for 3 hours?
It is
probably
hard.
Probably not. Most people can't.
No, it's not easy to be in this chair.
It's difficult. You've got a hard position
skill.
Over there.
Special skill.
Yeah.
I put it on my resume.
Yeah, special skills. Listening to Grace monologue about autism.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Kristen. I've got a warm-up question for you.
Yeah. I'm excited.
This is a good one. I heard this on TikTok somewhere. Sorry, I'm not giving you credit because I don't know where that was. But I thought it was a really good way to kind of let people know the essence of who you are.
Yeah.
So I've been saving this one for a while. Mm-hmm. All right. Kristen.
Yes.
If you died.
Yes.
And people wanted to have a seance to summon your spirit.
Yes.
What 5 items would they need to summon you?
I wrote this down.
Yeah, I knew this one required a little brainstorming.
I needed some thinking here, but I wrote them down.
All right.
Find them in my
notes.
Okay.
Excited to hear yours.
Number one.
Yeah.
A lint roller full of cat hair.
Okay.
That's a must.
Really has the essence of your spirit
yep.
trapped inside.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Something with a TikTok logo on it.
Mm.
Whether it's a keychain or a sticker or a hand-drawn picture. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
A new plant propagation that's finally taking that we were worried about. but now it's taking.
Nice.
It's got to, you have to have like the drama behind it. It can't just be any plant propagation.
Yeah.
It's got to be worried about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to have gone through some kind of strife.
Right. Right. And if it hasn't, I'm not coming back.
You hear that, guys?
So, yeah.
Think about that.
When you're setting up your Ouija board.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Get it tight.
The Fleetwood Mac Rumors album.
All right.
It's a good one. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Just for like the vibes, you know?
Yeah.
And a Lactaid pill. Just in case. Just in case.
All right. Yeah. That's a good one. Those are good.
Yeah. What are yours?
Oh, gosh. Well, you saying yours has made me think of so many more for me. And now
well,
I'm like,
choose five.
Okay. All right. This is cheating. I'm going to already start off
You're
with cheating.
You're already cheating. You just five. You only have five. Well, that's the rule.
This is a technicality.
That you made up.
I know. This is a technicality. To set the scene, like I feel like setting the vibe, those don't count as my five items, but I feel like you need things to set the vibe.
Special requirements.
Yep. I think animal bones and purple lights to set the atmosphere.
Okay.
Purple / pink lights.
Just like scattered about?
Just like in the room.
Are they fresh bones? Are they?
They're cleaned bones. They're not dirty.
Okay.
They're nice, clean, whitened bones. And then purple and pink lights.
Doesn't matter where the bones came from.
I mean, preferably not human. Not my bones. Well,
they could be your bones.
They could be my bones. You know what? Could be my bones. I'd be okay with that. Animal bones or my bones.
Okay.
Just set the scene. All right.
Well, this is already more complicated than it needs to be.
You got it. All right. First one, a canned lemon yerba mate. You're going to need
that. Yeah.
It's essential.
Opened or closed?
Opened.
Mm,
so I can smell
essence,
it in the afterlife. Yeah. It'll waft towards me.
Mm-hmm.
You saying the music really made me want to include Yo-Yo Ma in here.
Oh,
but now I got to take one out.
You got to take one out. You only get five.
Well, can't I use Yo-Yo Ma to set the mood?
Yeah,
all right. Yo-Yo Ma to set the mood.
Too many things.
I know.
You said five.
Hey, it's my seance.
You're very complicated.
I know.
Like a lot more people are going to be seancing me instead of you.
You're
is that what is that a verb? Seancing?
Yes, it is now. Seancing.
They're going to be like, she's too complicated.
There's too many things.
I'm a beginner seance.
Exactly.
You're more of a
advanced level.
Advanced beginner.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a complicated recipe. All right. Another one, my microwavable heating pad belt.
Oh,
I wear
yes.
that every single day of my
That's
life
fair.
Now. I actually just melted it in the microwave and I have a new one on the way. So you're going to need one of those.
That's fair. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. I wear it. Yeah.
That's
literally
a good one.
Every day. A bottle of Adderall. Cause
That's
duh.
Fair. Yeah.
yeah. You can shake it.
Yeah.
Summon me. Yeah.
You'll hear it.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
the rattle of my people. I think my childhood blankie, Matuni.
Oh, Matuni.
Yeah, would really have
Man,
my
Man, that's
going
to be difficult to find.
She's in my closet, wrapped up in a knot.
That is a whole adventure to get that in itself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, Ian can
Does
show you where
it have to be
is.
Like the original Matuni or Matuni-like?
It's got to be OG Matuni.
Mm.
It's in a, just for your knowledge, you can be the keeper of this knowledge. She's wrapped up in a knot in my closet.
I'm taking her.
Been tied up into a knot. No. Only use her for the seance.
Okay.
And then my final one is a bong. Packed.
Ah,
a packed
fair.
Bong.
Packed.
A freshly packed bong.
That's fair.
The smell will summon me. And that's it. But after you said, can't remember what one you said, but it made me think that I feel like a TV would also be a necessary part of my summoning, right? Like TV on, Yo-Yo Ma playing.
That's too many sounds.
Well, TV can be on mute.
Okay.
Just the colors,
the
maybe
colors.
New Girl, Parks and Rec.
And the purple
playing.
Lights. Man, there's a lot of setup for you.
It's
yours.
A lot. It's essentially just my living room. Just go in my living room. And I was going to include Lucy on that list somewhere, but I feel like if she dies, I will follow her to the grave. So we'll both be dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could summon both of us together because I think we'll be a package deal. Because if she dies,
what would Lucy's five
I'm
items
dying.
Be?
Oh, gosh.
A bunch of toilet paper rolls.
Yeah. She loves those.
Cheese stick wrappers.
Cheese stick wrappers / cheese sticks.
Her lammy.
Oh, yeah. Her little lamb chop. Carrots. She loves a carrot. Oh,
that's great.
And then
some fresh dirt to roll in.
Yeah, maybe, actually. That's pretty good.
Yeah. She's got good items.
Yeah. She's a complicated girl. All right.
Snickers would be her special IBS food.
Yeah.
It would be... Christopher.
Not you?
Her favorite person. Yeah, no, not me. I've been demoted.
Aww.
I just scoop the poop.
You're just there to scoop
just
the poop.
There.
Her poop scooper.
Yeah, you need Christopher as a whole. You need her special CBD drops that she gets for her anxiety and a box full of her special sand litter that's easy on her paws.
Oh.
Those would be her items.
All right. Well,
so
everyone out there, yeah, if you want to summon any of us, you now have the recipes.
There you go.
From simple to complicated.
We just have to die first. That's all you're waiting on.
Yeah, here's hoping.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. I think we're going to make that a poll question
so we can
hear your five items because I'm sure everyone is like wanting to share theirs now.
I might even limit it to three because I don't think there's enough space. So I'm going to limit it to three.
Okay. I was going to limit it to three for us, but five was already not enough. So I was like, I got to do five. Preferably it'd be 10 for me.
All right. I'm going to limit it to three. And if you need to do five, just DM us with a whole big thing.
I'm sure you will.
I'm sure you will.
Because you're our listeners. So that's what we get. All right. That was a good warm up.
Yeah. I'm warm.
Should we mosey into Little Plishes?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's do our song.
Little Plishes.
All right, Kristen.
Yeah.
What did you plish?
What did I plish?
What did you accomplish?
I ordered Snickers's special IBS food before we completely ran out,
nice.
Which is a win-win.
Wow.
Because every time we run out, sometimes it's on back order, so sometimes not my fault.
Mm.
Sometimes, yes, my fault.
Sometimes, yes.
And then we have to, like, play this game of, like, we feed her her special wet food, but it's only the wet food, and then without her special IBS food, she, like, totally backtracks.
Shits everywhere.
Well, no, she always makes it, but it's the consistency is different.
I always regret asking more questions about anything to do with your cat's bowels.
She's a special girl. The boys are fine. It's just her. She's a special lady.
All right. Well, good job. I'm proud of you. We also have that same problem where we run out of dog food and we have like a backup bag of shitty dog food that we have to resort to.
And then you're like, oh, it's not the same.
Yep. We do it every single month. Mm-hmm. So that is legitimately a great accomplishment. And you should be proud.
Pretty pumped.
Yeah.
Grace.
Yes.
What did you please?
What did you please? So my parents just left for yet another trip. They're going to Portugal.
My goodness.
Yep. But they're going to be gone for all of May. And
they just don't like Maine.
They love Maine in the summer, but they like to be elsewhere every other month of the year.
So for 2 months out of the year, they're like, yay, Maine.
Yep.
And then for the rest of the time, they're like anywhere else but Maine.
Yeah, essentially. But those 2 months are nice. Yeah.
They are nice months.
But they just went to Portugal again, but they were home.
Again.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I don't think they've been to Portugal before, but they were in Arizona, came home for like 2 weeks. Now they're going to Portugal, but they're going to be away for both of their birthdays and I think Mother's Day. Yes. And so I was at Quality Shop and I got my mom's favorite dessert is chocolate cake with vanilla frosting. And my dad's favorite.
That's a great choice.
Right. And my dad's favorite dessert is strawberry rhubarb pie.
That's also a great choice. I'm surprised with Susan.
She loves it.
I would have thought she would like something like granola cake or something.
Date cake. Yeah. No, she'll have a treat.
She just
has small portions.
Full of walnuts.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a special.
Some cherry tomatoes.
Or apricots.
Tastes like candy. Ooh,
Dried apricots.
Yum.
Remember,
AC.
The day she found those dried apricots and dang near lost her mind.
She loves it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, am I thinking of the same food as her?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
She's just something else.
She just really was into those.
Yeah. But no, she likes cake and cupcakes. She just eats like small portions of it. But they had a slice of both the chocolate cake with vanilla frosting and strawberry rhubarb pie up at Quality Shop. It was the day before they left for the trip. And I was like, I should get them both a slice of their favorite birthday dessert since they won't be here for their birthday. And I did.
Is their birthday on the same day like my parents?
No. Oh. It's May 16th is my mom's birthday and May 24th is my dad's birthday.
Oh,
and then Ian's birthday is May 26th.
That's too many
Lily
birthdays.
Lily just had her birthday April 30th. Mother's Day is in there somewhere. It's like,
I hate that.
Back to back to back to back.
I hate that.
And I always fail every single year.
Yes. Okay. So my brother's like that too. His whole family. Except it's a little bit more spread out.
Mm.
You've got their firstborn is in August. His wife's in September. Then you have October. It's a middle child. Youngest child is in November. And then December is his birthday. I'm like, no.
And you got Christmas.
And Christmas. God. I'm like, that's like months of birthdays that I have to remember. Spread it out.
Yeah.
God.
I know. be more thoughtful when you're born.
Come on. Plan that.
Yeah. And I like never plan ahead. And then all of a sudden it's like, who could have foreseen this? Everyone's birthday is all at once. And I like don't have anything good prepared. Yeah. And I feel shitty.
Especially because now like pressure's on.
Yeah. And my mind just like goes blank. So I gave them both a slice of their favorite treat and they were very excited and they loved it and they gobbled them down. And I'm just like really proud of myself.
I can't see Susan gobbled. Well, I'm sure she
daintily ate
with
it
with a
in
fork
like,
and a knife and yeah, ate it appropriately.
Across multiple days. Yeah. Yes. But however they consumed it. And I was just so proud of myself that I had thought of like a little thoughtful thing to do for them before they left. So I'm proud of myself.
I'm proud of you too.
Thank you.
Birthdays are hard.
Birthdays are hard. All right. And speaking of birthdays are hard, but not really, let's move into this bagel bite.
Yeah. I don't.
You like that transition?
No, because it wasn't.
No.
It doesn't make sense. That doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't. Well, I was going to talk about a gift, but it wasn't for my birthday. So
speaking of gifts.
Yeah.
Let's move on with the bagel bite is what you wanted to say.
Yeah. You're right.
Transitions are hard.
Transitions are hard.
We're getting there.
We got there. Yeah.
Every once in a while.
We have a good one. And the rest of the time, it's funny. It's funny how awkward we are. But to get into this bagel bite.
Bagel bite, get your mouth ready for this bagel bite. But my mouth's so full, spit it out, it's a bagel bite. Doesn't have to be that full, it's a bagel bite.
Ba-na-na-na-na. All right, okay, that was the perfect transition. Yeah, we didn't even tell people to clear their mouths
out. I know.
So you heard it here first.
Get your mouths ready.
Yeah.
Hopefully they've been ready.
Yeah, because we're already into this bagel bite. So hopefully they're ready. Otherwise, you're too stuffed to the brim. Got to go make yourself throw up. I don't know.
No, don't. No, you just spit it out a little bit.
Okay, you're right.
Because if you throw it up, that means that you've already swallowed and then it comes back up.
Yeah, we're just talking about the mouth.
Yeah, and your esophagus. And don't waste food like that.
Yeah, don't, you know. All right, well, I guess.
What a terrible transition. Sorry to the listeners.
It's not our worst, you know? It's not our worst.
You know what? It's not.
It's been worse before.
We have been worse.
And that makes me feel better. All right. So
it's still bad. Let's transition.
It's subjective. Yeah, we've already transitioned. We're in it. I'm in it, ready to go.
Okay.
All right. For our first bagel bite item, for a bagel bite item, I wanted to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Becky.
Woo!
Becky is absolutely incredible. She sent me this huge box full of animal skulls and bones.
God, it's like Christmas.
Yeah, it really felt like my birthday. I felt so special and so honored. She like insisted on doing it for me. And so I was like, well, if you insist. So she sent me this wonderful package of what's in there. There's so many things in there. Like, I can't even, it's incredible how many things she sent me. There's a fox skull, which is beautiful. It's
mouse
like
bones.
So nice and white. Yep. Mouse bones.
A horse tooth.
Horse teeth.
Yeah. Bigger than expected.
Yeah. Very big. Those are so big.
Those are big teeth.
Yeah. I think there's a bison tooth in there as well.
Oh.
A couple of baculums.
Baculums.
Yeah. Which are penis bones.
Penis bones.
I think I have a raccoon one and a fox one in there.
You've got a whole dang collection.
Oh, yeah. Porcupine quills, porcupine fur.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Sent me some like art pieces. And it was just like so kind and so thoughtful.
Because she has a business, right?
Yep. Yeah. She does this as a business. So she included a little business card. Also, her name is Becky Hackett. And she does natural art and skull mounts. She finds them all herself. She cleans them. She articulates them. Oh, she sent me a articulated raccoon paw.
Oh, yeah. That was really cool.
So cool. Yeah, I think
that
one's my favorite.
With, like, the claws.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, very cool.
You'll take a picture.
Yeah, I will take a picture because her stuff is just, like, so incredible. I'm blown away. I am going to display it all on my mantle, and I'm just, like, so psyched about it. It was, like, the nicest thing ever. So her business's Instagram account is at wanderaboutoddities. I'll put that in the show notes. But go check her out. You can email her at beckyhackett@me.com. And I'll include all of that in the links. But her business card says, skulls, an acceptable form of currency, which I am obsessed with because I agree. Thank you, Becky, for sending that to me. That was seriously like so thoughtful. And you're so talented. And your stuff is so cool. So everyone, go check her stuff out. Give her some great business because she does incredible work. She finds all the stuff herself. She goes on a lot of Woods walks, saying that I wish she lived closer so I could have like a little fellow weirdo to walk in the woods with me. She makes great stuff. And so you guys should all go check her out. Thank you, Becky.
Thanks, Becky.
Kristen, you got to get a weirder hobby so you have people that will send you stuff. That's the thing. Like, my hobby's so weird that most people don't like it, but the people who do, like, are very excited about it. And then they send you free things,
I've
and that's nice.
I've got plenty of hobbies.
They're not weird enough, though.
They're not weird.
No. They're pretty normal. Surprisingly normal.
Surprisingly normal hobbies.
Who would have thought I'd be the weirder one out of both
of us? Out of the two of us?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that in a million years, but here we are.
Yep. Tides have turned.
Mm-hmm. I know. Look at us being adults here.
Kind of. Me being the freak.
I know. No, that's so nice. It was such a lovely box of bones.
I know.
I'm glad you received it. I'm glad sent to you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I was the appropriate person to send that to.
You guys don't send me your bones. I'm okay.
Yeah. I was like, Kristen, I feel so bad. You want to take some of these bones?
No.
You were like, no.
It's not that I don't enjoy the bones, but I enjoy them. I won't enjoy them as much as Grace.
Yeah. All right.
We'll enjoy
valid.
Them.
Someone send Kristen something. I don't know. What do you want?
No, I don't need anything.
Send her bones.
No, send you bones.
Okay.
I don't need anything. I need poll questions answered. That's what I want.
All right.
More than anything.
Okay. There you go.
I think that's a reasonable ask.
Yeah. It's a good ask.
That's what I want.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah. What
I
do you got?
To also give a shout out to a new listener from Tasmania.
Woo!
Who wrote on our Facebook group, and I just thought it was super cool that she's from Tasmania, and we have a listener down there.
Yeah. I had a weird thing
about
Tasmania. For the longest time, up until like adulthood, I've only seen Tasmania discussed in like nature documentaries.
Mm.
So I kind of thought it was like Antarctica where like humans don't really live there.
Yeah.
But apparently they do.
Yeah,
it's like
they
a
do.
Thriving place.
Yeah, and lots of people live there.
And lots of people live there.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited we have a listener from such a, I don't want to say obscure, but like a place that I thought no one lived there, but they do.
I mean, I guess it's kind of obscure for us. Like I've never met someone from, well, I guess studying abroad in Australia, I met someone from Tasmania, but it's because you're right there. But like back in the U.S., I don't think I encounter anyone who's from Tasmania.
I don't think I encounter many Australians in the U.S.
I've met a few. Groggy.
I got to get out more, I guess.
Yeah.
Got to
get oot and a boot. All right. But Josephine is our new listener from Tasmania.
Yeah, Josephine.
And she says, hello from windy Tasmania. So I guess it's windy
there. It's windy there.
So there you go. Tasmania
well,
fact.
Now I got to do some research.
Yeah.
She'll maybe I'll do it Tasmania. On a little info dump on Tasmania.
Yeah, I think they have those, what are those called? The little smiley guys there?
The little Tasmanian devil.
The little quokkas. Little quokkas.
We're thinking of different animals.
Yes.
Mm.
I'm thinking
the ones I'm thinking of scream a lot. They're not very cute.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking
cute
of
cute in like an evil, menacing kind of way.
No, I'm thinking of the cute little guys that look like little teddy bears kind of, and they like smile.
A quokka?
A quokka. Q-U-O-A-K-A.
Is it a bear?
That. I don't know what it is.
Is it marsupial? They have a bunch of those down
I shouldn't
there.
Have mentioned it because I don't know enough.
Okay.
I'll look. Let's both do a little Tasmania research.
We're going to do Tasmania episode coming up.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Josephine, you'll be so impressed with how
by
much
our
we
knowledge.
Know. Yep.
Tasmania from an American.
Yep. We know the most.
We are the people to info dump you that.
Yep. To info dump you that.
But yeah, we're good.
We are educated and you know it. All right.
She's going to love it.
Yeah. She says, my name is Josephine, and I found this flock through a guest on Tracy's show, who I'm guessing is Priscilla, because Priscilla talked about us on her episode of Tracy's show.
Did she?
Yeah.
I did listen to it, but my memory is
Yeah, she
lapsing.
Talked about us a couple times on ADHD for Smartass Women.
Oh.
So thank you, Priscilla. I'm guessing
Thanks,
it was
Priscilla.
Her. Either that or
Could be a different
my
guess.
Could be me. Was it me? Huh? Either way. She says, I freaking love the show so much.
Aww.
I learn heaps every time. Gee, thanks so much about BVD and BFRB.
Oh, that's your eye thing.
Yeah, the BVD. What is the BFRB? I couldn't remember what that was.
Best friends, really besties.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What it is.
That's it. Yeah.
BFRB. BFRB. I think that's your thing.
No, the
BFRB?
That's BVD. Is okay. Binocular vision disorder. I don't know.
We wrote the episode. We
I
should
know.
Know.
I was hoping you would know. I was hoping,
I was
you'd
hoping
be like,
you would know.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
Body focused repetitive behaviors.
Oh, I was like, I know that acronym, but I can't figure it out. Good call. All right. Body-focused repetitive behaviors. Yeah, that I do feel like that was a helpful one.
That was a good episode. You wrote both those episodes.
Oh, look at me.
Look at you, remembering things.
Yep. And she said, shit, that one got me in the feels. I do feel like those body-focused repetitive behaviors are things that, like, I feel like they often are, like, kind of shameful that you don't realize other people do, and you don't realize there's, like, a name for it, and it's a part of a disorder. It's just, like, something that you're doing that, like, often is harmful to yourself in some
especially
way.
In women, because it's a lot of, like, the hair twirling and nail the likes picking. And the nail picking, and it's seen as very, like, superficial.
Yeah.
It's in the way we speak, which women speak with likes and ums and...
Well, I don't know if that's a BFRB.
Oh, that's not a BFRB. But
I'm thinking more like, you know, like the cuticle picking. Yeah. The hair twirling.
Hair twirling, skin picking.
Yeah. Those
are
like,
oh, she's just obsessed with their look. She's not.
Yeah.
She has anxiety.
Or they're like, or they're shameful where you try to like hide them or you get in trouble for them. Like stop biting your nails and blah, blah, blah. So
stop sucking your nucks.
Yeah. Stop sucking those nucks. I see you over there sucking that nuck.
You nuck sucker.
Yeah, I got that a lot as a child. So I'm glad that that one made you feel something, Josephine. It's important to feel sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to feel.
Here on The Woof, we support feelings.
Yes. That's we say overall, feelings are good. Okay.
It's good to have them.
Sometimes. Other times, not so much.
Depends on the feeling.
We should feel our feelings. All right. She said, I feel like I finally found people like me.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't know if this is an introductions group, but I did it anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
Thanks for making
me. It is now.
I know. I'm really glad you did an introduction, Josephine. So, yeah, way to like be a trendsetter, you know? I think anyone who joins the group, it would be nice if you wanted to do a
write
little
a little something.
So we can get to know you. Yeah. We want to get to know you guys too.
Now we know.
Yep.
Josephine from the mysterious world of Tasmania.
Yes, Windy Tasmania, as we all know. And she said, thanks for making me feel less alone out there in this weird world.
Oh,
thank you, Josephine. So sweet. I know. Thank you for listening. Thank you for writing in. And thank you for joining our Facebook group. We're like so happy to have you. And
thanks for letting us know about Tasmania and the wind.
Yeah.
And if we ever visit, we'll make sure to be prepared.
Yeah. We'll bring our wind jackets. Although I do not like wind. So I don't know if Tasmania is for me, you know?
You can visit.
Maybe.
I want to see one of those devils.
I want to see one of those little quokkas. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. I don't know if they live in Tasmania. I think they do because they don't have like any predators.
Someone's going to write in.
Yeah.
Josephine, let us know.
We're probably wrong a bunch of times.
Quokka.
So let us know about the quokkas and the Tasmanian devils. All right. On to the next section.
Yeah. What do you got?
All right. Kristen, this one pertains to you.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did... Our red dye tide. Is that what it was?
Yeah, red dye tide. It's about artificial food coloring, AFCs.
Yeah. I made a comment about how someone from our middle school would always say that red food dye was made from crushed up beetles.
Yeah.
And we were saying, isn't that silly?
What a silly thing to say.
What a crazy thing to say. Well, Justina, one of our listeners, wants to let us know that that person from our middle school was right. And there is a red food dye that does have crushed up beetles in it.
Oh, my God. So, I'm upset.
I know.
We're eating bugs.
Well, to be fair, we eat lots of bugs because there's, you know, a certain amount of animal parts that are allowed into our food.
I'd rather not know.
Well, you do.
Now you know. I know too much now.
All right. Justina says, hey, crushed up beetles for red coloring is red carmine. I used to work at a food processing plant helping with managing inventory database. Red carmine jugs had to be weighed and cycle counted frequently and be locked up to keep from getting into other foods. If accidentally used instead of a different red coloring, it would ruin the whole batch because it's not a kosher ingredient and the plant would be audited by a rabbi every few months. Whoa, that's pretty interesting.
Whoa, that is interesting.
Huh. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that, how it's not kosher.
And it's not vegan.
Animal, yeah. She says, in my own experience with my daughters, 5 and 7, I would say foods which contain artificial coloring and processed foods do affect their behavior in general.
Oh.
It's really difficult to cut out and expensive, especially with convenience foods, and my husband who doesn't pay attention to the ingredients. Mm. I get that. And I would rather my kids eat than refuse to eat.
Yes.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
That's valid. My husband and I are both ADHD diagnosed, but neither of our daughters have been evaluated. I'm just aware of characteristics.
Yeah.
She ends it with, Also, West Coast, red vines all the way. My kids will throw away any Twizzlers they
get. Throw them away.
Offensive.
Throw them away.
That's offensive, Justina.
You know what you do? You ship those here.
Yeah.
All right?
Send them to us. We'll eat them. Your old Twizzlers.
Yeah, I don't care how old they are. I'll eat them.
Yeah, you don't appreciate them.
We'll just do a red candy swap.
I literally thought after that episode, everyone was going to be like, oh yeah, Twizzlers all the way. We're getting so many people that are like, red vines, red vines.
I knew that we would be like, everybody's very heated, I feel like.
Yeah.
No, there was one listener from Norway.
Was it Laleen?
Laleen.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know what either of them are.
Yeah. Like, what are these
I told
words?
Her I'm going to send her just Twizzlers so she doesn't know what red vines are.
Yeah. We'll send her Twizzlers, get her used to those, then send and red then vines and be like, aren't these gross?
Aren't those gross?
Really influence her opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my plan.
Yeah. I like it. But then I wanted to do a little digging into this red dye bug situation. And from Snopes.com, I don't know. I forgot to practice the words that are in this, so we'll see how this goes. But it says,
I'll help. I'm a good reader.
You are. You're a well-known good reader.
Yep.
We all know
that's,
it. It's been established on this podcast that you are the reader of the two of us.
Man, there are some big words in this paragraph.
All right.
All right.
Word,
go for it.
Word number one.
Yeah.
What is that? Cochineal? Cochineal, right?
Or is it
cochineal?
Cochineal.
I think it's cochineal. I'm saying cochineal.
Okay, sure.
Cochineal and its close cousin carmine, also known as carminic acid.
I work with a surgeon named Carmine.
Oh, is it the same carmine?
No, he's not a crushed up beetle.
Different carmines. All right. They are derived from the crushed carcasses.
Oh my
carcasses
God.
Of a particular South and Central American insect. These popular colorants, which today are used to impart a deep red shade to fruit juices, gelatins, candies, shampoos, and more, come from the female Dactylopius.
Yeah, you got
caucus.
It.
I think I nailed that.
I think you nailed it.
An insect that inhabits a type of cactus known as Opuntia.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
Yeah. I wouldn't have said it any different.
Stumbled my way through that.
Yeah. What a bunch of words.
Yeah, those are a bunch of words.
Okay, so this insect is from South America,
mm-hmm.
and it's put in a bunch of foods and soaps and shampoos that we don't know about.
Yep, crushed up.
Crushed up, and it's from the female bug
that
lives in a cactus.
Is it female? I don't know.
That's what it says in your paragraph here.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I wonder,
yeah, just the females?
Just the females?
Maybe the males are a different color.
I feel
yeah, maybe like maybe I will.
Special interest.
This wasn't enough for you?
Wasn't enough.
All right.
I need more.
All right.
What
Let's
is this?
Add it to
I want
to
know more about the bug.
Okay. You need to know more about the bug.
I need more than just this.
All right. Well, maybe you guys will learn more about this bug because, I mean, that is pretty interesting, you know? And I'm sure
we crush it up.
That was probably like an ancient technique. I'm sure it was like an ancient technique, you know?
Well,
I guess we continue to do it. I feel like putting it in shampoo is one thing. Like, shampoo is fine. I don't know. Put crushed up bugs in my shampoo.
Yeah, I've had crushed up bugs in my hair before.
Same. That's just, like, where they go, you know? It's going to happen. But, like, don't put it in my fruit juice. I don't need to drink.
Not my gelatin.
No, not my gelatin. I don't need to drink that. But, I don't know. What's worse, crushed up bugs or petroleum, you know? I'd rather have crushed up bugs. Feels more natural.
Yeah.
You know? If I had to choose?
If I had to choose, I guess, I guess so.
Poll question. What would you guys choose? What would you prefer? Crushed up bugs, petroleum? Let us know.
In your gelatin.
Yeah, in your gelatin.
In fruit juices.
Yep.
That's a hard decision.
Yeah. All right. And to end out this bagel bite,
which
I feel like I've done a decent job of keeping it pretty short, I just wanted to read the poll responses from our Is It Cannibalism game.
That recurrent segment.
Yes, the segment you guys know and love, Is It Cannibalism? We asked you guys two different questions. We asked, would you eat pork if you had a pig kidney? And we asked, if a human ate your pig kidney, is that cannibalism?
Yeah.
You know, a common ADHD podcast
These
question.
These are just questions that need answering.
And people need to know. All right, so would you eat pork if you had a pig kidney? 53% said, yes, of course.
Really?
Yep. They said, absolutely.
Really strong, like, whatever.
Yep. They had no problem with that. 42% said, nope, that would be weird. And 5%, who I'm guessing is Priscilla, said, I don't eat meat anyway. Sorry to call you out.
I added that just for Priscilla.
Good. That was very inclusive of you.
You know?
Way to add enough options.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, I'm learning.
You are.
I'm learning.
That was inclusive. So then for if a human ate your pig kidney, is that cannibalism? And this was a pretty solid 73% said yes. That is
really
cannibalism.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
I think I'm saying yes. So then 27% said no.
I don't know.
I'm going to say yes. I'm with the 73%ers. I think yes. I think if it's been in your body and it's been a functioning part of the human body,
that's,
you know, now it's a human kidney.
That's fair. Yeah. Right? Okay. All right. You've convinced me. Yes. I'm also on the yes bandwagon.
Got her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just thought those were some pretty interesting,
interesting
results. And we finally got some answers, you know, definitive answers.
Definitive answers.
So just so you guys know, if you eat someone's pig kidney, you are in fact now a cannibal. So
donated pig kidney.
Just think about that first, you know, think about it first before you go ahead. All right.
And the whole like, you know, probably murdering and kidnapping someone against their will. And I'm guessing usually when you eat someone's donated pig kidney, they're not like for it, you know.
Maybe they are. Some people are. Some people are into that shit. They
I'm
want
not,
you to
I'm
cannibalize
not,
them.
I'm not here to shame anyone.
Yep.
But I'm just saying most times, the majority
yeah.
is that that's not done with consent.
Yeah, the majority of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But also think of the stigma of being a cannibal, you know. Do you want it? Do you really want that? That label attached to you? Probably not.
Think twice.
You better think twice. All right. And that's it. That's our bagel
it.
Bite.
That's our little bagel
yeah.
bite. Hope you had fun nibbling on this.
Yeah.
Cannibalism.
Cannibalism because of the cannibalism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. Hope your mouths are full. Hope you enjoyed this schmorg. If you want more, you can follow us on Instagram at Weirds of a Feather. You can join our Facebook group. If you're new to the group, just pop in, send us
pop
a little
in.
Message.
Say
let us
hi.
Know who you are. If you have any knowledge about Tasmania,
let us know.
Yeah,
we're interested.
Please, we know little to nothing other than that.
I'm surprised
windy.
With how much I don't know.
Yeah, surprised by my complete lack of knowledge, really.
We need to know more things about more places.
Yeah, just in general. Yeah, mm-hmm. probably we should expand our knowledge. You can email us at weirdsofafeather@gmail.com. You can rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And, I don't know, leave us 5 stars, please.
Yeah.
And that's it. Oh, you can buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/weirdsofafeather. And that's it. We got to get out of here.
I saw the biggest turkey yesterday. Ian and I both did. His name was Ray.
How do you know?
Because the guy told us.
Oh,
it was
just
a big
like
white...
on the side of the road.
No, it was
his name is Ray.
His...
I can tell. Can you see it?